Ladies and gentlemen, it is my greatest pleasure to welcome you to CJSW 90.9 FM, broadcasting in Calgary, located on Treaty 7 land, home of the Blackfoot Confederacy.
Welcome in, everybody, to tonight's episode of Mountain Man. I hope we're all doing well. All ye loyal listeners, very glad to have you here. We just heard a new single from my man, Teitur Magnusson, my best musical discovery from my time in Iceland. And you're going to have to excuse me for this pronunciation because there's a 0% chance that it's correct. But that was titled Isol og Sumaril from Teitur Magnusson. Very glad to have another one from him. You know I love it. I hope you do too. We've got something very special tonight on the Mountain Man Show. In just a moment's time, we are going to be sitting down and having a chat with the creator of a new documentary film about the people behind the Canmore Folk Festival. It's Jimmy Stevens, owner of Rocky Mountain Live, and he's going to be telling us all about this new film of his that goes inside one of Alberta's most prized events, the Canmore Folk Festival. Make sure you stay tuned for that coming up very shortly, right after a few more songs to start off tonight's episode, starting with Awake! Exclamation point from Jed and the Valentine Edmonton Artists. And this is on Mountain Man CJSW 90.9 FM.
Desolate my mind. Windshield shatter all the same. Begging frost turn to rain. Ooh, ooh. Focused eyes, oh, they tantalize as my hands start to bleed. How lovely the moon in the sky commands to be seen. Another day, another dime lost in the waves. It always feels so still before it quakes, quakes. Damn, it feels so good to be awake. The voices ringing in my ears, I haven't heard. whippoorwill. Now hear your call through the whippoorwill. Through the whippoorwill.
Changing time, far from home. Now we sleep in rows, stories told, walking down windy roads. The water flowed down in the valley where we arose and hiked the mountainside, cobblestones all through the cities on the road. Come to know that time is all we have. So we go and won't look. We will run. We found a place among those five towns along the coast where colors came to life. On the road, so many faces, both young and old. We've come to know that time is all we have. So we go and won't look. With a heart that is oh so young, we have come to a place we can go as one. And oh, my life was lost in time, but now I see my heart is free. We will run with a heart that is oh so young. We have come to a place we can go as one. We will run with a heart.
We just heard We Will Run from Hollow Coves. Before that was Gone by Junior Junior and Whippoorwill from Fruition. Everyone, we are joined tonight by the owner of the media outlet Rocky Mountain Live, Jimmy Stevens. Hello, Jimmy. Am I coming through? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're coming through. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Beautiful. How are you doing tonight, Jimmy?
Oh, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Just fantastic. Very glad to have you on. This is, I feel like, a very essential collaboration between Rocky Mountain Live and the Mountain Man radio program, both dedicated to the music of the outdoors and the Rockies especially.
Yeah, I feel like this is a long time coming now. I've been wanting to talk to the Mountain Man since I started Rocky Mountain Live, so I finally made it.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear it. So that's what your new documentary is all about, the music of the outdoors, especially of the Rocky Mountains and the Bow Valley, because we are indeed here to talk about Jimmy Stevens' new film, Canmore. It's folk, it's festival. How would you feel? Would you like to give the listeners a little bit more about the film, maybe a little synopsis to get everyone interested?
Yeah, for sure. It's just, I had booth space for Rocky Mountain Live last year, and I just started talking to the people at the festival. So I had permission to talk with local artists, volunteers, and festival attendees. And I didn't know I was going to make a documentary at the time. I basically just started interviewing people and getting their thoughts on the festival and why they came and whatnot. And I just saw the story develop. So it's all about the community aspect and, as you said, connecting with nature. So basically, music and nature are the two things in life that help people connect with themselves the most. And this festival, Canmore Folk Fest, is basically the perfect combination of both. So a lot of people in the town who have been coming here for years really identify with the festival, I found. Generations of families are volunteering. So, like, there's one family who I interviewed that comes in and out during the documentary, and it's a woman with her kids and her parents, and she was raised at the festival since she was a baby, basically. Now she's raising her kids at the festival. And just the more and more people I talked to, I saw a great story develop. So it goes from, just introducing the festival into the volunteers and people who come back year after year, even if they don't even live in town anymore, gets into the history of the Stan Rogers stage, and then the local musicians and the work that Folk Fest does with local musicians. And then there's also, some of the partners there. So it's Calgary Folk Club. And it's just really a celebration of the community that is the Canmore Folk Festival.
Absolutely. I love how you mention nature and music being two of the things that really inspire people most. Of course, it's pretty obvious on my program and yours as well, your media outlet. We're all about those two things and the power that they have together. I can remember last year, Julian Taylor was playing at the Canmore Folk Fest, and I was just in the town wandering around, but you can still hear the sounds of the Folk Fest, the people and the music, of course, like just echoing throughout the town site. And Seeds by Julian Taylor is a personal favorite of mine, which I've talked about a lot on this show. And it's just amazing hearing that live and feeling it just echo throughout that space, almost like it creates an amphitheater with the mountains. Which is something I wanted to talk about more, certainly, was the relationship between the environment of the Canmore Folk Fest and, you know, compared to other venues you'll find around Alberta, Calgary Folk Fest, other places like that. I wanted to hear about your thoughts on specifically the impact of the wilderness and the mountains on an event like this, especially within the folk genre. What does this environment contribute to an event like this?
Well, the environment basically makes it, right? So folk music is like music at its core, right? So folk music has been around as long as music has been around. These mountains have been around as long as people have been around. Truly. So it's like the perfect backdrop for it. Like, it's just an incredible combination because, like, it's a festival that people never forget, right? Like, you can go to a lot of festivals out and, you know, you're obviously in some beautiful areas at other festivals as well. But there's a lot of pop music and everything. It's kind of like more mainstream, a lot of the music festivals that are out there these days. But the Canmore Folk Fest is just like at its root what it is. So everybody's sitting on tarps. Everybody comes in the tarp run in the morning to get their spots and sets up their tarps. Everybody just like the vibe, it really adds to the vibe of it all because like, hard to, you know, be in a bad mood when you're just surrounded by mountains, surrounded by beautiful music. And a couple of times in the documentary, it's mentioned how there's like, it's almost a tradition to have a weather event at the festival. So the one year, a few years ago, there was just like a hail the size of golf balls.
I've seen those happen. Absolutely.
Yeah, and last year we got poured on rain on the Friday where it felt like it was going to hail, but it didn't quite hail. But yeah, it's become a annual tradition, but like it doesn't kill the vibe at all. Like the former festival director Sue Panning mentions in the festival how in her last year it was the big hailstorm that everybody remembers, and that like some musicians went on after and like they started playing and like they were like the Pied Pipers and everybody started marching back and came and finished off the night. Last year was the same thing on the Friday. And a lot of people came back. The sets were cut a little bit short, but everybody came back and a lot of people didn't even leave, just stuck it out in the rain and, you know, didn't let it kill the vibe. So, you know, everyone kind of embraces the nature and the music both here.
I think it can undoubtedly, like you're weathering the storm together. It adds to the community and the people you're there with, of course, like because everyone's, you know, ducking for shelter, taking cover, doing what they can, and it just emphasizes the group you know, mentality of it, because everyone's there trying to, like I said, weather the storm literally together. And when you're surrounded by those mountains, you're getting a little extra for your ticket. You know, you're paying for the music and the community, but you're also paying for both of those in one of the best backdrops in Canada, in my opinion. I'm sure in yours as well.
Oh yeah, for sure. And yeah, like you said, it's like you bond with people when you go through something like that. Yes. It's just like the music connecting you, the weather's connecting you. It's almost like trauma bonding.
I was right? gonna say trauma bonding, but maybe not quite that bad, because it's still you're having a good time.
Yeah, exactly. It's a fun kind of trauma, that's for sure. But exactly. The community is what makes everybody at the festival really loves each other and the music. And it's going on its 49th year this summer, so it's been going for a very long time. I actually talked to one of the founding members in the intro of the documentary as well. And she's just like so proud that it's still going and still going strong. And it's, just a great community there. And just go on YouTube. It's Camore, It's Folk, It's Festival on the Rocky Mountain Live YouTube, and you can check it out. It's about 50 minutes long. And I just really try to spotlight the town, the people in it that make the festival special, and of course the local musicians, especially the ones who participate with Rocky Mountain Live throughout the year.
Absolutely. And I'll just repeat that as well. This is indeed a free documentary that you can watch. This is on YouTube. I gave it a watch last night. It was such a fulfilling, wholesome way to cap off my night. I thought it was just spectacular to get a bit more of an in-depth dive into the people behind this event specifically. So yes, it is on YouTube. Go check it out. And I wanted to talk more about the people, of course. You know, the documentary has a large focus on the community and the people surrounding the event, especially the local artists, volunteers, opposed to the headlining music that you might find at the festival, those bigger names that can draw in the big crowds. What was your decision to focus on the community aspect more heavily opposed to the big names that the festival can draw?
Well, that's what I do in Rocky Mountain Live. I support all the local artists and local shows here year round. So like Canmore and Banff, they're not bringing in those names regularly here. We don't really have the big venues in town that are consistently bringing in. So Folk Fest is a great way to bring in some of the bigger acts. But Rocky Mountain Live is supporting the local artists and the local events that are here year-round. So on the website, we have all listings year-round for not just Canmore and Banff, but up to Jasper and East Kootenays. And I have a bunch of local musicians that are on the website. They all have profiles on the website. So if you watched the documentary, you would have heard the Ducks, the youth band we have in town. So we ended the documentary with their song Happy Place, which is written about Canmore. And you have seen the Isaac Brothers. They're some of the first people I had on the website. And I just really wanted to like reward people for their participation with Rocky Mountain Live. And like, as much as there is some big names that are at the festival, it's great that they're there and they're always amazing artists and amazing shows. It is the youth bands, it is the local bands, it is the festival volunteers that make that festival what it is, basically. There's a lot of bigger names that have come back over the years. I actually also have a video feature on YouTube called Aussies in the Rockies, as I had some special permission to speak with Kim Churchill, Steph Strings, and Lloyd Spiegel, three generations of amazing Aussie guitarists, because I had a little built-in relationship with Kim Churchill as he reached out to me for a show in Jasper last year, and I helped him get his first ever show in Jasper, as the first ever show on the newly renovated Jasper Pizza Place rooftop patio that I did with Twilight Collective up there. And so I did a separate feature just with the Aussies, but for the documentary, I just wanted to focus on the locals. Like I said, when I had the permission, it was just like, I was just talking to whoever would talk to me, basically, and whenever I found time to walk around and just talk to some of the volunteers, talk to some of the local artists, or whoever I'd see around, and the story just kind of wrote itself, so I didn't really need to find all the big headliners and sort out those times. It was just fun walking around and just doing it very naturally, and then after I saw the story develop, I reached out to the former festival director, Sue Panning, local artist Mike Petroff, who has been around for decades here, and Timmy from the Ducks, because the Ducks were part of the festival 2 years ago, but they weren't performing last year. And I just kind of, and Jenna, the festival director, and I tied the rest of the story through those interviews after the festival. So I saw the story developing and then just reached out to these other people and just tied all the story threads together that I saw developing.
That's great. And everyone's so willing to come help out, because that's the vibe of the many folk fests, of course, but in a community like Canmore, absolutely, where, you know, it just sort of flows together naturally and the story just shows itself, opposed to, you know, you having to go in and it being a little more rigid. It just makes sense for something like this. You touched on a little bit about your media outlet, Rocky Mountain Live, but I wanted to give you the chance as well to speak a bit more about Rocky Mountain Live and all the sorts of content that you folks cover, because I'm certain that our listening and viewing audiences overlap quite a bit, and I know that my people would want to hear a bit more about that. So if you like, that would be great.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate that, of course. So Rocky Mountain Live, I started on January 1st of 2025, so almost a year and a half ago now. And it's centered around a website. So I have my social media platforms, but the website is kind of like a social media platform in itself. So as I said there, we cover live events. We have event listings for Canmore, Banff, Jasper, and the East Kootenay. So that includes like Golden, Invermere, Kimberley, Cranbrook, Fernie, all that area as well. So the event listings also, when a artist has a profile, so artists, bands, venues, and any music resource business can actually start a profile on the website. And when they're part of a show, it will link directly to their profiles from the event page. And content can be shared across the event pages and the profiles and appear all over the site as well. So there's videos and photos and just it's building a database of live music in the Rockies. So our guide, our tagline is Your Guide to Rock the Rockies. And to connect it to your theme of music and nature, I'm actually creating a little paid ad that I hope that a lot of your audience sees in the coming weeks throughout the summer. And it's going to be like showing some of the trails and mountain views here. And it'll say, come for the sights. And then I'm going to show a bunch of little clips of shows that I've covered over the last year and a half. And it'll just say, stay for the sound. So
oh,
I want
that's
the people
tremendous.
Who are... Yeah, exactly. So I want the people who are coming in from Calgary and Edmonton and elsewhere to know that, like, after they're done on the trails and they're going out to eat and stuff, there's actually quite a bit of great live music here that they can go out and enjoy, because you might not be able to find it if you don't check out Rocky Mountain Live or don't follow the venues, because that's kind of why I started it, is you kind of have to follow every musician or every venue in town to find where everything is. And when I returned to the Rockies a couple of years ago, I just saw a big gap in that marketing where it's just like, well, there's no central place. Like, you can go on like some Facebook groups, but even then it's getting flooded with all different other types of events. So I just saw a big gap in the music marketing here. So I started the website as my contribution to the scene and to build up my marketing portfolio and everything as well. And I just love music and supporting people. I think it's an important thing in life to support the things you love, and I love music, so this is a completely volunteer run thing. I spent all my extra time on this, and so it's not just a website as well. I also have the Instagram and Facebook channels, so we have daily posts and daily stories with whatever's going on in music in the Rockies. A lot of the musicians that are on the website and venues, they'll tag me and stuff, so I'm doing a lot of collaboration posts with them right now. And then, of course, there's a YouTube page that doesn't just have the documentary and the Aussie feature. I actually have about 20 full-length interviews up there with different musicians from around the Rocky Mountains. So it's a big job. It's a really cool platform. And I really want to get in front of more of the people from the Calgarys and Edmontons out there who just want to come into the Rockies and just enjoy some tunes, enjoy the sights and sounds. And we're here to let you know what's happening.
That's tremendous. Yeah, you're absolutely right about the gap in the market. I've heard from many different sources, you know, they have no idea about different events going around, wherever they may be, Banff, Canmore, people who only know about events because of one tiny little segment in a newspaper. There's really nothing circulating that tells people what's going on. So if there's one central hub for a place like that, I know that it's going to be very, very useful to a lot of people. And your season... the hiking market as well, which I like, because a lot of people, you know, they go out for the hikes in the Rockies and then they'll head back home. But instead, you can divert your course into one of the towns, check out a pub, check out a venue, check out what's going on RockyMountainLive.ca. That is the website. And as mentioned, they have an Instagram as well, Rocky Mountain Live. Make sure to check that out. Jimmy, we're reaching the end here, but I do want to ask you one thing for the radio program, because we here on Mountain Man, as mentioned, we're all about the music of the outdoors, the music that makes you want to live in the woods, I like to call it. And I'm wondering if you'd be able to think of one song that reminds you the most of the outdoors when you hear it. Maybe it can be Folkfest related or not. That could be a good little tie-in. Maybe it's an artist with not just one song, but it's a whole album. Whatever you think best represents nature in your personal opinion, because that's what we're all about here, and we would love to hear it from you.
Ooh, that's a big question. I could think of so many things. So one of my favorite things to put on when I go out into nature, so this isn't Folkfest related, this is just me. I actually have a few different Modest Mouse tattoos on me, and like just song lyrics and stuff. So Good News for People Who Love Bad News is one of my all-time favorite albums. Most people will recognize the song Float On from that. It's Modest Mouse's biggest song.
Float On,
But the song that kicks off the album right before Float On, it's called The World at Large. And it is like when I get out into the trails and under the mountains, and even when I used to live on Vancouver Island, out in the ocean and everything, it's often like kicks off a lot of my adventures. So The World at Large is a song that I definitely identify with. And there's a line in there just about being a drifter and everything. And it's, that's a song that I definitely identify with the outdoors and nature for myself.
Amazing. That's what it's all about. I have yet to play them on the Mountain Man show. So that will certainly be coming up at least within the next few weeks. So we had World at Large and Float On, of course, very well known. Everybody go check that out. If you like Modest Mouse, The World at Large, Jimmy Stevens' favorite outdoor song. I'm gonna put you on the spot there and say that's your favorite one, because that's the answer you gave. Perfect. Love to hear it. Alrighty, that will about do it. I'm going to give you one last plug, though. Everybody, make sure you go check out Canmore. It's folk. It's festival for free on YouTube. You heard it right. It's free. There's no reason not to. As I mentioned, I watched it yesterday. Such a great way to end the day. The stories of the community of Canmore are just some of the richest you'll hear of in this province. And they're just so natural, just like the mountains that surround them, picked up in such a natural format where everybody's free to speak and speak about how much they love this place and this community and this folk festival. Speaking of, if you feel like it, you can also go take a look at the lineup for this year's Canmore Folk Fest. Maybe grab some tickets to see the best of the Bow Valley artists, because that's what it's all about. And see a little bit of that community, as mentioned, in person for yourself. Jimmy, it's been a real pleasure. So glad to promote Rocky Mountain Live for you. It's only natural on a program like this. Thank you for taking the time tonight.
Oh, thank you for having me on, Mountain Man. I really appreciate it. Like I said, it's a volunteer-run platform, so it's difficult to put all the money in to get in front of people. So stuff like this really helps me and helps people find great music when they come to the mountains. So I appreciate you.
As mentioned, we live on volunteers here at CGSW as well. The Folk Fest, Rocky Mountain Live, CGSW, so many other programs across the city, the country. Volunteers are what makes it work. So we're ever so grateful for that. And everybody go check out RockyMountainLive.ca. Check out the Instagram page. Watch the YouTube video. It's folk. It's festival. There you go. All right. For the rest of the evening, we're going to listen to a few of the acts that you will be able to find at this year's Canmore Folk Fest. Local Calgarian artists, folks from all over the country bringing in all comers. And we're going to start with Calgary band The Dust Collectors. We've heard from them before. I love them. And they're coming up first with the song Take a Dive on Mountain Man 90.9 FM. Thank you.
driving late last night. Blue ink on the back of a photograph, black and white. Her sweet face beneath a redwood tree left me with my worried mind and me. It over and over again. Something that she said with the photograph, she didn't say with the ballpoint pen. Now I'm learning how to worry. Never was a worrying kind. She left me in Texas, Texas with a worried mind.
Even mountain men mess up sometimes. Folks, this is not the Dust Collectors with the song Take a Dive. This is Letters from Martin O'Reilly and the Old Soul Orchestra. But now we are going to hear the Dust Collectors with their song Take a Dive and a few more Canmore Folkfest acts coming up after that one. Here we go.
I was the underdog on the undercard of an underground gambling ring. Hired to go down in the seventh, visualize the whole damn thing. So I'm floating like a butterfly and stinging like one, two. Easy money, New York City, Friday night. Now my conscience took control somewhere inside the second round. If you beat them, they'd redeem you, such a noble turnaround. But the devil on my shoulder starts to whisper in my ear, you'll be sleeping in the Hudson if you win. Take a dive, swallow all your stupid pride. Now is not the time to be a better man. Hit the canvas like a stone and you might make it out alive. You don't mess around with crooked bookie men. About 30 seconds shy of the full bail, and when the family's captain showed up, I knew things were gone to hell. In the alley waiting for me with a barrel full of lead, Joey Mad Dog put two bullets in my head. When they buried me in Cherokee under the setting sun, they were not aware I'd made a bed at 55-1. Now my wife and kids are on the train to Philadelphia with a suitcase for the winning set for life. Take a dive, swallow all your stupid pride. Now is not the time to be a better man. Hit the canvas like a stone and you might make it out alive. You don't mess around with crooked bookie men.
Wish I met you further along. Gave you my older heart, still and strong. But I wouldn't have a fight like I do today.
Oh, it burns for you, babe. Oh, you got nothing on my tendency to be led astray. Oh, took a blind side hit, show me the right way. When your first steps conquer the street, from your eyes to the soul.
Never learned to punch with my back against the wall. Oh no,
I gotta let it go. And I got a feeling deep in my bones. I can't sit still when there's space up in the road.
Oh, there's a fire coming on you in your lane, and it burns.
Cause I can't be holding on like this for long.
And I hope to God they time me wrong. And I hope to God they time me wrong.
Cause I can't be holding on like this for long. And I hope to God they time me wrong.
One,
listening to Field Guide and Lizzie McAlpine with their rendition of the song Yellow. Pretty classic folk. Before that was Wandering Child by Wild Rivers and Take a Dive from the Dust Collectors. Jimmy just mentioned to me right after we got off the phone that he's actually wearing his Dust Collectors t-shirt from last year's Canmore Folk Festival. So, quite the auspicious set list that I provided today, and good timing, I guess, from both of us for being in the Dust Collector's sort of mood. Yet another reason why you should check out Canmore It's Folk It's Festival, because the universe is telling you to. Coincidence. I hope everyone found tonight's programming extra special, and hopefully tonight you'll be tuning in to a new documentary about the best folk music this side of the bow. You can also tune in to the rest of the programming on 90.9 if you so feel like it. Aaron is up next with Indoor Smoking, of course. And tonight's ending quote is from Sir David Attenborough. I just wish the world was twice as big and half of it was still unexplored. To cap off tonight's episode and to introduce this year's beginning of the Mountain Man Hiking Plan, which kicks off tomorrow as I travel out to the ever-beautiful Moraine Lake, what better way to end an episode about the celebration of folk music than with the one and only Pete Seeger? So here is Blue Mountain Lake, just like the one I'll be going to, from Pete Seeger on Mountain Man. Stay tuned for more adventures.
Come all you bold fellers, wherever you may be, come sit down a while and listen to me. The truth I will tell you without a mistake of the rackets we had about Blue Mountain Lake. Derry down, 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 derry down. There's the Sullivan brothers and Big Jimmy Lou, old Mose Gilbert and Dandy Pat too. As fine lot of fellers as ever you seen, and we all worked for Griffith on Township 19. Derry down, 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 derry down. Bill Mitchell, you know, he kept our shanty, and as mean a damn man as you ever did see. He'd lay around the shanty from morning till night, and if a man said a word, he was ready to fight. Derry down, 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 derry down, derry down, 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 derry down. One morning for daylight, Jim Lou, he got mad, knocked hell out of Mitchell, and the boys was all glad. His wife, she just stood there, and the truth I will tell, she was tickled to death to see Mitchell catch hell. Derry down, 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 derry down, derry down, 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 derry down. Old Griffith, he stood there, the crabby old drake, and a hand in the rackets we thought he would take. But a couple of the boys come and took him away. But cripes, said old Griffith, I've nothing to say. Derry down, 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 derry down, derry down, 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 derry down. Now you can talk of your fashions and styles to be seen, but there's none like Nellie, the cook of 19. She's short, thick, and stout without a mistake, and we all call her Nellie, the Belle of Long Lake. Derry down, 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 derry down, derry down, 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 derry down. Well, my song's about over, adieu to you all. Christmas is coming, I'm going to Glens Falls. And when I get there, I will go on a spree. 'Cause when I get drunk, boys, the devil's in me. Derry down, 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 derry down, derry down, 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 derry down.
You don't know, but There's a chorus and we're taking flight. Hey, little bird, it's time to fly. But don't you worry, 'cause I'm right behind. Sing for me, I'll match your key. We can fly into a harmony. Sing your song.